Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Mona's Rants. I am your host, Mona Shake. You guys, we are in a pre-Thanksgiving Eve Mona's Rants today, and I cannot tell you, I am pretty kaput. I have been on Zoom calls since 10 o'clock this morning, back-to-back, nonstop. I am pretty tired right now. I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty exhausted. I am ready to just get into the vacay mode and lay low, and that's what's going to happen right after this rant. But I wanted to hope, I don't know what you guys are doing. Oh, well, thank you, Yoli. You're the best. Just trying to do the best I can over here, but thank you. That's very kind of you. I wanted to know, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving? Making turkey? I'm not making turkey because, I don't really like turkey. And B, I make a mean roasted chicken. So I'm going to stick with my mean roasted chicken. It's maybe three other people and me. And that's it. What are you guys doing? We'd love to hear what everybody else is up to. I have a guest that I'm waiting for right now. But would love to know what you guys are up to. I definitely want to hear what you guys are doing. I have a five-year-old pit bull named Babalu. Or as I like to call it, Babalu Shake. And Babalu's basically waiting for me to give her all the leftovers. So I don't know if you guys have pets and if they're looking for leftovers. I know mine definitely is. Yoli said, I never cook. What? What's going on here? I hate dried turkey, so I'm going to attempt Gordon Ramsay's turkey recipe. Oh, very cool. But you never cook, so you're... What is brought upon the change, Yoli? I'm young, LOL. Okay, that's fair. That's an entirely fair statement. I've been cooking since I was 11 years old, but how young is young, really? I think American standards, that's young, but I think I guess in ethnic world. 11 isn't young enough. I think that's what it is. I started cooking when I was 11 years old. I remember making a meal when I was 11 for my entire family, which is seven of us total. Yeah, I cooked for seven people when I was 11 years old. So that's a true story. All right. My guest today, I came across him because I got invited on a podcast. And while I was there, there is this weird guy in Pennsylvania who started trolling me and being a fucking weirdo. But besides being this troll, I also met this other person who runs a very successful weekly show called The Robin Slim Show. And he is joining us today, and I'm very excited to have him. The very funny Rob Arnaden. Did I say the last name right? Rob?
Yes, Arnaden.
Can you hear me? Why are you sitting in the dark, man? Are you escaping family, police? What's going on? Why are you sitting in the dark?
All of it. Escaping famine, the dark world outside.
Famine, it's rough dark, out there. The children, you're just like, whatever. Just stay the hell away from me. Just don't look at me. Hmm?
Man, yeah, I gotta be secluded.
Thank you for being here. What are you drinking? Eggnog?
Absinthe? Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty hardcore. But all right, that's cool, I guess. You're in the state of New Jersey, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And where in Jersey are you? Are you like Central Jersey? Where in Jersey exactly are you?
The dirty south. This is like 40 minutes north of Atlantic City. It's like the shittiest part.
I'm sorry. I was going to make a really fucked up comment. I was going to be like, kind of all of Jersey is the fucked up part, but you know.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, this is the dirtiest. Like, it's really dirty down here.
Why? Okay, can someone explain to me why the hell do they call New Jersey the Garden State? There is no fucking garden in New Jersey.
I think 100 years ago, they grew flowers or something. I don't even know.
I mean, I'm just like, why the Garden State? I don't freaking get it. But I know that you have a weekly show every Wednesday, and you guys bring on people like myself, and you have a, you know, it's a, is it on radio or is it all on the internet airwaves?
Internet radio. We're on an internet radio station, IPM.com, and then we do it on Facebook.
That's right. That's right. So, Rob, have you been following these crazy conspiracy theories? First of all, the fucking conspiracy theories always get me. But have you been following these crazy conspiracy theories that Trump has been putting out? I mean, just today, you know, he pardoned Michael Flynn, which we were expecting. But there's a whole list of people that are listed that Trump is planning to pardon. Ghislaine Maxwell is one of them. And maybe that's why she's been kept alive, unlike Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, I don't even know. I saw about a couple weeks ago he was retweeting conspiracy theories that SEAL Team 6 died when he's met SEAL Team 6. He's just out of his mind. That whole side is just crazy, I feel. It's like sane versus insane. All their voters believe that all Democrats are like Satan-worshipping pedophiles who harvest brain juice. It's crazy.
That's right. And somehow Hillary Clinton owned runs a pedophile ring from a pizzeria basement, right? Isn't that like a QAnon conspiracy theory?
Yeah, that shit is really fucking weird. But, you know, yeah, Jeffrey Epstein was fucked up. And the Clintons partied with him, but so did Donald Trump.
I mean, look, he was there. I mean, at least, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was a piece of shit. But Jeffrey Epstein never publicly came out and said, you know, grab him by the pussy. He never said that, you know. He was just like, you know, I like them young and I like them to massage me first. I think that was more of his saying.
Yeah, that was his thing. Yeah, that was his gig. But yeah, I have not heard of what Trump's been up to in the past couple of days because we're not doing the show this week, so I've kind of turned off all the feeds and everything.
Listen, Michael Flynn got pardoned today, which totally makes sense because you know he's a retired lieutenant and he did some fucked up shit with Kesliak and asked him some inappropriate questions, which he absolutely had no right of revealing information, which was insider information, which was, you know, top intel, now here we are. So I don't know. Here's a question, Rob. Do you think there will be some kind of crazy assassinations taking place? I'll ask one of the conspiracy questions. Do you think there's going to be assassinations? Like, you think somebody's going to come after Michael Flynn and just try to take him out while he's trying to take a bite out of his turkey sandwich? Like, what do you think is going to happen to Michael Flynn?
Yeah, no, I don't know about him. I was thinking the guys. Who are the guys that killed George Floyd? I think they're going to get fucked up. I think they're pardoned right now. They're on bail. They're out on bail till their hearing. So I feel like they're going to be taken out. I don't know about him though. Maybe that guy too.
Who are you talking about? Manafort?
The cops that killed George Floyd.
The cops who killed George Floyd. Oh yeah, those fuckers. Oh yeah. I mean.
I'm on bail right now. I'm waiting for some.
Honestly, if Trump does anything right, which I really put, you know, doubt it, he should absolutely pardon Edward Snowden. What do you think?
I think he should get the Tiger King out of jail. That guy's got to go free.
Tiger King guy? Mr. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe Exotic.
Listen, let's just put all these guys out there, right? I mean, who else? Who else is like horrific and is in jail? I mean, OJ doesn't need to be pardoned, or does he? OJ's in prison, isn't he? He's serving time.
Is he still alive? Yeah, I think he's in prison. Bill Cosby, they're in prison.
I mean, that would be pretty crazy if he's trying to pardon Bill Cosby or Harvey Weinstein. That would be fucking crazy.
Yeah, Weinstein. I'm surprised he's still alive. I thought he was going to be killed or something.
I thought that Weinstein was going to be killed too. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I know that in prison, so I hear from people, not that I know anybody personally who's been to prison, but I hear that people, when they go to prison, and if you're a pedophile, like Jeffrey Epstein was, your chances of survival are minimal. Because that kind of shit, prisoners do not take very well. Like, they will shank you while you're taking a shower. They'll probably ask you to drop a soap. You bend over. Next thing you know, you got a knife in your butthole. Like, that's the kind of shit that they do.
Yeah, that they don't tolerate that shit.
Rob, I feel like I'm talking to you, but your internet connection feels like you're sitting in Pakistan and I'm sitting in Los Angeles.
Is that what it's doing? Yeah, I know it's a little laggy on your over here, so I didn't know if it was just my computer or the internet. Is it all fucked up?
No, it's not all fucked up, but it's like a little bit lagged. So it almost feels like I'm talking to my relatives in Pakistan. Because we say something and then you just kind of wait because it takes a little bit. It has a bit of a lag time. So it almost feels like you're sitting in Pakistan and I'm sitting in Los Angeles and we're trying to have a conversation.
That's why it's so dark. Maybe that's where I'm hiding.
I think that's exactly what it is. And it's not even that it's dark. It's just that it's called load shedding, which is you don't have electricity in the house.
That's it. It's all like minimal. It's like a generator out back.
It's totally minimal. It's very third world. It's very, it's very third world. So, you know, maybe it's the lighting. That's
saving the planet.
I don't know if it's about saving the planet. Yeah. I assure you they're not saving the planet. They're some of the biggest fucking polluters. They're not saving the planet by any means. But no, I was reading some of the conspiracy theories about what Trump had recently come out and said, and some of the shit out of his mouth is fucking wild, man. He came out and made a claim that there were, first of all, he said that there were dead people registering and putting in, getting 3 to 4 different ballots to go out and vote. He said dead people were requesting ballots and people were getting 3 or 4 ballots. So first of all, that's a total fact. Fact check is that the Trump campaign has not provided any verifiable evidence that people committed widespread voter fraud by illegally voting using names of deceased individuals. So they have no proof of that. And let me tell you something, if dead people were coming back and requesting ballots, my father, who died 15 years ago, would come back and request that I go back to medical school. So that, you know, there's no way in fucking hell that's happening.
They said this is the most secure election in history ever.
No, never. Not at all. Even the guy that Trump himself hired, who he eventually fired because he came out and he was like, yo, this is the most secure election ever, and he's like, I don't like the truth coming out of your mouth, sir. You're fired. But what I'm really happy about is the fact that America has fired Donald Trump.
Yeah, does he know that yet, though, or is he still saying he won?
I think he's still coming out and still, you know, just kind of, you know, trying to deny it. But he kind of has accepted the fact that he has lost. But then he tried to reverse it. You know, I don't know what's going on with him. But, you know, that Thanksgiving dinner is going to be fucking awkward at the Trump family. Huh? That's going to be an awkward family dinner.
No eye contact.
It's going to be so weird. Melania's gonna be like, you like my Christmas? I do the Christmas White House. I do it so make it pretty.
And that's how the White House is right now. Like, it's just awkward silence. And so he just weird. Goes on rants.
So weird. I just think Melania is gonna be sitting there and be like, you like my mashed potatoes? And it probably has cyanide in it for Ivanka Trump. Because, you know, those bitches hate each other. Talk about the mistress and talk about the gold digging wife and the gold digging daughter. just absolutely hating each other. I never knew there was going to be such a thing as gold digging daughter, but Ivanka definitely takes the cake on that.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. What about what's the little one's name? I don't know.
Which one? Melon? Oh, no,
Eric. Eric, he's the real dumb one. But what's the real youngest one?
Tiffany? Oh, Baron.
Baron, yes. He's fucked. He's fucked. Because he just has all those things raising him.
I think Baron has a real issue. You can tell there's something off about Baron. There's something definitely off about that kid. He's a cute kid. He's a cute kid. But there's like something off about him.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric is just the dumbest. He's like Beavis.
He is so the dumbest, dude. He is he is like Donald Trump minus the ability to be charming to bullshit his way out of things.
Yeah, yeah, not a good liar. He said he was part of the LGBT community and then they were like, "No, we don't want any part of this guy." He doesn't even know what words and things mean.
How is he part of the LGBTQ community? I'm confused.
He's not, but he said he was. He was in an interview and they asked him if he supported it and he's like, "Yes, I support that community. I'm part of that community." And he just obviously had no idea what he was talking about.
Wow. Well, he's like, "I support the community." LGBTQ community is like, "We want nothing to do with this." But we have seen Eric suck a dick on stage, on camera, because he's so awful. We have not a literal dick, just the one, you know, where he just sucks because he can't fucking put two words together. We have seen
metaphorical.
Metaphorical dick. We have seen him suck a metaphorical dick all day, every day, you know. Rob, I am really concerned about why you are still sitting in the dark, but that's totally fine.
It doesn't get any lighter if I move the computer, does it? I don't know.
You know what I'm thinking, Rob, because we're having a very lag conversation and I think people might also be getting a little frustrated. I'm wondering if it's better that you call me on my cell phone and we just have like a phone conversation. I'll be on camera, but you'll be on audio, and we can have so much of a jamming conversation than this lag conversation. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah? Why don't I do that? Here, if you go in the private chat, I'm going to put my number, so because I'm not making that public. That would be really disturbing. No. And you can call me, and then we'll rock and roll. How about that?
That'd be awesome.
All right, tell me. All right, tell me if you got it. I just sent it to you via private chat.
Yes, I got that.
All right, great. All right, I'm expecting a phone call in less than a minute.
I'll be there.
All right. All right. Because Rob is having a bit of a issue with his internet connection, we're just going to have him on phone, because that's so much of a better rock and roll conversation than trying to have this bullshit ass lag conversation. I'm so creative. I try to be so creative, you guys. I have no idea why his internet connection is bad, but I have a feeling that Rob might be lying to me. I think he actually is. I think Rob is actually in Pakistan. And I am indeed in Los Angeles, and that's why his reception is so bad. All right, waiting for Rob to join us. You guys, some of the conspiracy theories that I was reading today that Trump has been putting out, which is, you know, isn't it pathetic at this point where Trump just keeps fighting and fighting Trump? Okay, here we go. Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm on. Is it any better?
So much better, man. So much better. And everybody else can hear you, so this is perfect.
Cool.
Awesome. I was just talking about the conspiracy theories about Trump and his nonsense. By the way, have you ever gone down the rabbit hole of QAnon by any chance?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. What's that for saying that Hillary Clinton had?
Rob? Where did you go? Oh, no. Okay. The phone reception's bad too. Come on, Rob. Work with me, man. Yoli said, Mona killing it as a radio host doing call-ins. And 007, the man said, it is not a conspiracy of alleged voter fraud. We have a constitution that explains what happens. Oh, no. We got a Trumper. Trump gonna win. W-I-J. I don't know what this in the Supreme Court. Right. But 007, the man, don't you need proof to come out and, you know, support your conspiracy theories? Like, because, you know, there's this thing called evidence. And there's this thing called proof where you come out and tell the Supreme Court. How the fuck is it going to go to the Supreme Court when it won't even go to the local judges, man? It won't even go to the local courts. Forget about state courts won't even take the case. I mean, most of the lawsuits that the Trump administration has filed have been thrown out. Nothing legitimate, nothing of significance has come out of any of the voter fraud claims that the Trump legal team, which is another hot mess of a team. Giuliani with his melting hair dye and an emotional meltdown. Are you fucking kidding me, man? Come on. Rob, are you back?
Mona, yes. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I don't know what's going on, but I really hope we can get through this conversation.
I do too.
All right. Well, I hope you're sitting near a router or whatever so we can have this conversation. Okay. So we have a Trump supporter here saying, did you listen to the Pennsylvania people today? Yes, I did, and I read. And this person is saying that I'm making a superficial argument. Did you hear the people today, the citizens? Okay, so you're saying that's not the citizens. You're talking about the board that's going to certify the election, you know, saying that it goes to Biden. They're the ones who came out and said that, hey, we're putting a temporary halt, but it does not influence what ultimately is going to happen, which is we already know that Biden won Pennsylvania. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
We have a person here who's coming out and making an argument that the people of Pennsylvania are outraged at the results of Biden winning it. Do you have any commentary on that, Rob?
Well, I know Philadelphia has the biggest turnout it's had ever, I think, and they voted majority for Biden, so that was like a big thing there. So, yeah, I don't think he won. I don't think he won Pennsylvania.
Yeah. So I don't know why the Trumpers are so gung-ho about the fact that something's going to go to the Supreme Court. You can't go to the Supreme Court. First, it's got to go to the local courts. First, you got to take it to state court before anything, like, you know, city courts, like, it's got to be fought on a local level, and you got to provide fucking evidence. You can't just be running your mouth.
That press conference they had, Mona, at the landscaping company, they had no evidence. They went up there, they were telling everybody what they had, but it was nothing.
Right. The four, you talking about the Four Seasons landscaping?
Yes, yes. Oh, what a debacle that was. The best thing was, I don't know if it was coming from a car or a neighbor house, but you could hear Guns N' Roses cranking. You could hear somebody playing, I forget what song it was, Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, my God. Dude, it was next to a dildo shop.
A sex shop and a crematorium.
It was next to a dildo shop and a crematorium, which pretty much sums up Trump's life, if you really think about it.
That's the Trump administration. That's like what it's right in between.
Right.
A dildo and a crematorium.
Like just a bunch of old dudes that are a bunch of dildos and who are at the verge of dying.
Oh my God. What about Mitch McConnell? He's like the emperor from Star Wars.
That motherfucker is a cadaver and he's Darth Vader. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
You can hear his dentures clacking when he talks.
I mean, Mitch, as they call him, Moscow Mitch. Let me ask you something, Rob. Do you think, A, is Trump going to show up to the inauguration on January 20th? And B,
I don't think so. Has he even agreed to transfer the information? Has he even done that with Biden?
Yes, he's talking about it. He's now talking about trying to do a transference of power. So yes, now that is slowly happening. Of course, it hasn't happened soon enough, and you know, we, as you know, COVID cases are spiking at unprecedented numbers. We have over 170,000 Americans got diagnosed just in the last couple of days. The COVID cases, deaths are about 1,200 a day right now, which is quite significant and really terrible. It's really sad, but you know, he's holding up all the stimulus package. He's holding up, you know, the relief that people need right now. I mean, tomorrow's Thanksgiving. Yeah. People need the money. People need, you know, the stimulus checks. I mean,
they said a ton of people are at risk of being homeless soon too, with the rent extensions being expired, I think, at the end of the year and all that.
That's correct. So, and you know, and we all know who's holding that up. It's Mitch McConnell.
Yes, he's worse than Trump. Yeah, Trump was trying to pass another one. He was trying to buy an election with another one. But Mitch McConnell was the one that was stopping all that.
That's right. I mean, I know some people are saying he's holding it up, LOL, but not Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's not holding it up. Democrats have been fucking pushing for it to be like, yo, let's pass the goddamn fucking, you know, relief package. Let's put the relief money out there for people because they need it. And Mitch McConnell and these assholes are coming in and putting bullshit ass things in there and saying, oh, why don't we give $500 million for, you know, some corporation? It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? No, the corporations don't need money. Corporations aren't people. Corporations are fucking looking at their own goddamn bottom line. Get the fuck out of here right now.
Did you see I think it was yesterday, Mona, the stock market, like, it was like they're at a record high because they announced Biden was president.
That's correct.
It was like in response to that, and Trump tried to take credit for that.
That's correct. He went and did a press conference where he was just like, Dow has hit 30,000 because of me. And it's like, no. Dow hit 30,000 because it's not because of you, because they know that you're not going to be the fucking president. That's why Dow has hit 30,000.
I do hear analysts too saying, you know, it's inevitable that it's going to drop again. And so when that drops, I feel like he's going to blame Biden for that. He's definitely going to blame Biden for when the stock market, you know, if it plummets.
I mean, you know what it is? What is it about Trump that people are so, you know, what is, I mean, I understand that he's really given people the opportunity to be their worst selves, right? And people.
Yes.
To be their absolute worst selves, and people are like, I fucking thank you. Thank you so much for letting me be the shittiest version of myself. And I owe you this fucking loyalty, this goddamn loyalty. And it's just like, dude, Trump, and somebody said Trump is still your president. Not for goddamn long. Not for too long, if you haven't heard.
He could kick a baby and they would think he was a genius for it. They love him. They love, he's like, I don't know. I remember back in the day, everyone's saying that Democrats idolized Obama, but they are way worse than Trump idolizing him.
I mean, you know what it is, man? Listen, no president is perfect, right? No president is perfect. But I was listening to President Obama today or yesterday. He's promoting his new book called Promised Land. And he was on Kimmel, and he was on Colbert, of course, making the rounds and promoting his book. And he made a really great point. And one of the points that he made is that it is going to be very challenging for Biden to put the genie back of the conspiracy theory genie. How do you put that back? How do you put it back in the fucking lamp? I mean, look.
It's out there. It's never going away. I feel like it's never going away at this point. Those people are, I don't know what pill they took, the red or the blue one, but they are just, they're in it. They are deep in that hole.
I mean, there is this, I mean, you know what I worry about is this deep divide that he has left this country in, right? Which is what our enemies have prayed for, right? People like Putin and these fucking, you know, and even China, that look at us and they're like, look, America is a very powerful country, but the only thing that will crumble it is the division from within.
Complete division.
People
are still believing that those Hunter Biden emails were were real, and they were they weren't even substantial. They were nothing against Joe at all. But you, who's that piece of crap on Fox News?
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. When he said when he said he had these emails, and then he said FedEx lost them. FedEx lost them. But all the crap he had said, those people that heard it believe it as gospel, even though he retracted it.
I mean, we have some people here that are clearly Trump lovers and Trump supporters. They said it's going to be the 12th Amendment. Sorry to tell you, all were the Republicans would control it. I don't know what the fuck that means. Okay. I don't know what that means. Right. And this other person came on and says, LOL, what divide? WTF are you saying? Are these people that fucking demented, Rob? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
I feel like we should split the country at this point. Have red and blue states. Have it two different countries. Like, it's too separate.
Listen, California is the fifth largest economy in the world. We are very glad to be our own little country. And you motherfuckers can duke it out, okay? We're fine. Like, we're just...
But that's what I'm saying. If you don't like whatever, Democrats, you know, move to the state. Move to whatever, the red state.
Moved. I mean, look, right now, there was a nurse, Jody Doering was her name. She's a nurse. Her video went viral. She's a nurse in South Dakota that came out and said that, you know, the cases are spiking. Like, I mean, their hospitals are overwhelmed, right? They are running out of ventilators. Their emergency is just through the roof, right? Their ICU is filled up. And she said that even when the patients are dying and they are hooked up to the ventilators, they don't believe that it's COVID. They're saying that, oh, maybe I have, as they're dying, they're saying that they have like, a lung cancer. I mean, this is the kind of conspiracy shit that's out there. I mean, this is beyond disturbing.
So they're saying it doesn't even exist. These people are just going, these people all got lung cancer at the same time. That's what they think?
Yeah, they think that they have lung cancer, that COVID is not that deadly. They're saying, it's not. No way.
Black lung came back. Yeah, no, it's COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you know, here's a person coming out saying the divide has been perpetrated by the left for years through identity politics, race, and equality. Really? So how is it that if the left has been dividing it up, how has it been that we have never seen this level of hate towards one another just because of political difference until Trump came along? I mean,
until he came along, yeah. I have a friend who lives in California. She's a lesbian, and she said once he got in office, people were, like, throwing rocks through her window at, like, 2 a.m. and shit. Like, all sorts of shit.
Sorry, say that again? Once what?
I have a friend in L.A., who's a lesbian, you know, she was her life mate, and she said once he became president, people were, like, throwing rocks through their window at night and stuff, like, all sorts of bad shit.
Wow.
Started happening as soon as he got in office, pretty much.
Wow. But see, that's the thing, right? So then you have the Trump supporters who are coming and running their mouth here and making these dumbass comments are just like, what divide? What are you talking about? Which is the ultimate like, fucking gaslighting and sociopathic behavior. To be like, there is no problem.
Now they're blaming the electronic voting, but when the electronic voting went in his favor, they were fine with it. They were the ones saying, you know, everyone else had to get over it. Now they're the ones, like, crying like babies.
Yep. I mean, it's quite fascinating that these folks are just coming here making these ridiculous comments, and you're just like, but you don't really have any proof. So when you win, it's fine, but when you don't win, it's rigged.
Yeah. Oh, same with the blanket policy he put in order with every immigrant coming from, you know, South America, put their kids in cages.
Sure.
And 12 of them died under his administration.
That's right.
It's garbage.
I mean, I don't know, man. Let's talk about some more of these wonderful conspiracy theories that Trumpy and his fans are putting out there. The other conspiracy theory he's putting out there is that one is that dead people are coming out and voting and getting.
Oh, yeah, they're rising for the dead. But is that COVID or what's making them come back?
Yeah, of course. And then, of course, Rudy Giuliani having a full-blown die and emotional meltdown. That was fucking epic. Holy shit. Dude, is that hair dye? What is that? What the fuck was melting off his head?
I don't know. I want to know what's up with his teeth. Have you ever seen his, like, his teeth are just crooked.
Well, yeah, just like his morals, but...
Well, I don't know if you remember. I mean, I don't know how long you've been in L.A. for, Mona, but when he was a mayor in New York City, he was garbage back then. I remember his wife was dying of cancer.
Yep.
And in the mayoral mansion, he moved his mistress in while his wife was, like, hooked up to, like, oxygen.
Yeah, he was banging his cousin, and he married his cousin. Look,
that what it was.
Yeah, listen, even Rudy Giuliani's own daughter came out and said, do not vote for Trump. Like, do not... She was like, look, I am born into this family, sadly, and I'm telling you, do not vote for these people. How?
Oh, God damn.
Wow, man. Just fucking wow. The fact that the president of the United States is going around and retweeting QAnon conspiracy theories.
That's all he has left. He's scrambling. He's trying. Like, he's just grasping at straws.
But you know what it is, Rob, though? What it does, as the most powerful nation in the world, it really makes us look like a bunch of fucking idiots around the world.
We're a laughing stock.
We're such a laughing stock. And not just that, the allies that we've had in Europe, the allies that we've had in the Middle East, around the world, they're looking at us and saying, I thought we were fucking allies, man. What happened?
What happened? He started hanging out with Kim Jong-un or whatever it was, right? Now we're cool with them and all. It's the weirdest thing.
He's cool with Kim Jong-un, by the way, who definitely needs a better hairstylist because that's like a super cut hairstyle. Like, super cuts is what you get.
Yeah.
And by the way, have you ever noticed the dictators, they always have bad haircuts and bad clothing every time.
But, they coined the phrase Communist China, but they don't call North Korea that.
Yeah. Yeah, they never call that. Everybody is a gung-ho and just kind of pointing out the certification has been halted today. Yes, but did you not read the details about what has happened? Has no ties to Kim. Fake news. Oh, we got Texas Snow Bunny saying Trump has no ties to Kim. Fake news. No, of course. Listen, he doesn't have ties, but he sure fucking praises him. Tell you that much.
Oh, all the time. Praises him all the time. Every chance he gets.
Every time. He loves coming out and praising the dictators. And the allies are just kind of tossed off to the side. And, you know,
that's because he wants to be a dictator. He's a wannabe dictator. That's all he is. He wants to steal democracy. He does not want democracy at all.
Listen, democracy is, that's why this whole thing, fake news was never a real terminology until Trump came into power.
Yep, what was I going to say? Even Fox News last week, one of the correspondents on it said he's bad for democracy. And now he's bashing Trump, Fox News.
That's right. Listen, anyone who doesn't, I can tell you something, Rob, and I've talked about this many a times on my live streams here. I grew up under a dictatorship in Pakistan, right? So I think the problem is that Americans have always tasted freedom, and they've always we've always had a democratic thing in place. We've always had checks and balances. But when you grow up in a country that when you get to grow up under a dictatorship and you come to America, you really come to love and appreciate every single thing that this country has to offer. But the problem is that Americans who are born and raised here have never had a taste of what it's like to live under a dictatorship. So they take so much of what they have for granted. And because they've never up close had an experience of what it's like, they've only heard it in news, right? Oh, you're here in the Middle East, there's a dictator. Oh, South Asia, in Africa, there's dictators. But you never hear that America has had a dictator, so that we've never had an up-close feeling or up-close view of what a dictator could look like. And Trump is the closest thing that America has experienced to a dictatorship. And people somehow just cannot process that, you know? They just can't, you know? We have people here coming on saying, mask mandates are draconian. They're coming out and saying democracy by cheating is not democracy. Fascinating. You only have Biden on video talking about, I don't know what 007 and Texas Snow Bunny are talking about. These are like just some deeply, deeply misinformed human beings. And I really, you know what it is? You know what it is? I think, Rob, I think what we should do is that we have to make traveling around the world mandatory for Americans. I think that's what it is.
Give them a taste. Give them a taste of
yes. Yes, give them a taste of how fucking good we actually have it here, you know? I mean, even when I went to London, even the British folks were just like, dude, you guys really fucking go in on your politicians, whether it be Democrats or Republicans, you guys really go in. And I was like, she's like, you know, my friend was just like, we don't even go that hard into our politicians here because there's still that kind of fear of the monarchy and still fear of, you know, our, you know, prime minister. But Americans, oh, wow, we really go in all the way. And she was really shocked at the amount of freedom that we have. And the fact that now fake news is part of the common man's terminology. The fact that you're, you know, that only certain news channels will give you information while others are garbage or others are trash. And maybe
they're all planted. They're all planted for the most part, though. But, yeah, like, at least see it as it is. See it as it is. Like, they cater to certain people.
Right. There's also this crazy belief system that somebody just came out and said that the Europeans can't believe the left actually hates their own country. What are you talking about?
Yeah, what is that?
What even? Listen, here's the thing. Whoever is the loudest on the extreme side of any side, whether it be conservatives or conservatives or, you know, liberals, The loudest people always get the mic, right? They get to hijack the mic. So people are coming out and sitting here saying, oh, the left totally hates the country. Maybe there are some leftist, you know, maybe there are some liberals who come out and say this country is really fucked up and this and that. And mainly because they haven't fucking traveled to a country where there is a dictatorship. And maybe the right, extreme rights are coming out and saying, you know, that, you know, they're saying that they love this country, but that they go about the wrong way. How the fuck did we come to a place where you have people giving KKK Nazi signs and flying Nazi flags when we're the ones who went to Europe and defeated those motherfuckers? How could you?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get that at all.
How could you be praising that?
Still being a thing.
Yeah. How could you be praising that? How could you praise Nazis and then be saying that you're American at the same time? How the fuck does that happen?
And that you have America's best interests in mind. Like, yeah, no, that's total bullshit.
Somebody's coming out and said, if you have American flag, you're not a Democrat. Democratic. First of all, sir, your English is, even as an immigrant, I assure you, my English sounds a lot better than yours and my grammar.
I saw somebody say that if you believe in COVID, you don't believe in God. Like,
wow.
Wow.
You have people putting BLM signs in business windows for the exact same reason. People putting BLM signs in their windows is to show support for BLM, not because they don't want to whatever. They want to listen, the looters, again, it goes back to the extremes on both sides, right? The looters and the people who were going and destroying property and all that shit. Even you have BLM protesters going and stopping these people, and they're like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing in my name? Like, stop this shit.
The guy? Did you see that guy, Killer Mike? He's a rapper and in Atlanta.
Oh, he was great. He was great.
He's amazing. He's amazing. And he said, yeah, he wanted nothing more than to you know, fuck something up, but you can't do that. You just cannot do that because that's not the right way to do that.
Oh, that's hilarious. 007, the man said, there are no right side looters. Yeah, they are. They're called Trump and his goons. They've been filling their fucking pockets with American dollars.
He's still raising funds for these court cases. And in the fine print, it says that, like, he can keep all the money. So that's what he's doing, I think. He's just raising, you know, he's fundraising just for all the lawsuits he's going to have as soon as he gets out of office.
Listen, man, that $421 million bill that awaits Trump, you know, I don't know how he's going to. First of all, some people were saying he's not going to be able to pay that. And there's no fucking way he can pardon himself. There's just no way. The president of the United States cannot legally pardon himself. He can pardon his children. He can pardon, his goons like Roger Stone and all these fucking Manafort and Papadopoulos and all these fucking assholes, but he definitely cannot pardon himself. That's just not going to happen.
No, he's screwed. Even his campaign had run out of money. They were pulling ads from most of the country. I think they were just trying to keep, like, Florida and Texas toward the end of the election. They knew they were even, like, screwed.
Yep. I mean, I wonder. So this is my question to you, Rob. Do you think that Biden is going to come out and pardon Trump?
Ooh, I do not think so. I would hope not.
You know, one of my fans here, James, who has been around and been listening to me since day one of me doing my Mona's rants, and he had come out and made a comment once. Then he said that the rich protect the rich.
That is true, though. That is true because when all these Democrats and Republicans all the Democrats were saying, oh, yeah, we have faith in these Republicans. You know, they're going to do the right thing. But they're also meeting with Trump secretly and trying to still overturn it. Like, I feel like they're looking out for each other.
Yes.
Like, more than they look out for us.
You know, it's like goes back to that George Carlin bit when he would talk about that, you know, there's a big boys club and you ain't in it. Right. Yes. You and I ain't in that club, and neither are the people who are putting all these comments on my feed right now. Who are look, none of us here who are having this conversation belong to the big boys club. None of us.
No, never will, never will.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it, too, the groups that fund the Republicans are also the same groups that fund the Democrats.
Right. I have a very funny feeling. I really pray to God that I'm wrong. I have a funny feeling that Biden might try to pardon Trump.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah. Pitbull Beer Master, which is such an official name, said that I actually know my politics and I'm thinking about running for senator. That's a terrifying thought. This guy's name is Pitbull Beer Master, because that really is the kind of senatorial representation we need with a pitbull and a beer.
He needs bumper stickers right now.
You know, you might as well just been written, ass eating alcoholic. I don't know.
For Senate.
Ass-eating alcoholic for Senate. I don't fuck.
At least that's honest. Like, I feel like we already have an ass-eating alcoholic there, but at least with that guy, we know that's what we're getting.
Right, for sure. I mean, this is like some really good conspiracy shit coming through here. Pitbull Beer Master, who wants to run for Senate, said Joe Biden wants to do the microchip thing. What is the mark of the beast, Rob?
Oh, yeah, but Trump doesn't want to. When Trump talks about having the military give out vaccines, how are they going to be giving vaccines? Like, what's in his military vaccine? Like, these people can only say, you know, that Biden will be the Antichrist, but they can't see that Trump could be as well.
Oh, no, but listen, Trump is the white savior. Trump is the Jesus. Trump is the pale Jesus they've been waiting for. Are you kidding me?
He's got that golden glow. He's the false idol. That's what I feel.
He is the... Listen, if Jesus was a white man, there's no fucking way he would survive in that kind of Middle Eastern heat. He would have spontaneously combusted. There would be no Christianity. There would be no on the cross. There's just no way. There's just no way. No white dude could ever survive that kind of heat in the Middle East. I'm just putting it out there.
I thought Jesus was Italian.
There's no fucking way Jesus was Italian, man. Jesus was a dark-skinned dude with probably curly hair. And he probably liked hummus at some point. He probably was a fan of hummus.
Absolutely.
You know? If Jesus showed up to the border today and was just like, hey, listen, I'm trying to escape Pontius Pilate, this dude's trying to kill me. I'm trying to like get refuge. Would you guys let me in?
These let him in.
Fuck no. Fuck, he wasn't gonna let him in. He would separate him and Lady Magdalene right at the border. Lady Magdalene would be like, what was your profession? She's like, well, I'm a reformed prostitute. Like, I don't prostitute anymore. I'm sorry. Sorry, we already have one.
I don't know. He might want her, though. He might need a new wife.
That's very true. Her. That is if she was young enough, though. If she was younger than Melania, maybe.
I got it.
But you have to think about Lady Magdalene has to be of dark skin, too, because there's no fucking way. Like, a light-skinned woman, there's no way that she could survive in that kind of heat either. She needs the melanin. She needs the melanin. There's just no way. There's just no way. You know, and let's be clear. Trump is not into dark-skinned women. He likes light-skinned women. You know, he likes immigrants, but he likes them light-skinned.
Yeah, pals like a baby.
You know, I mean... Do you think Melania is going to file for divorce come January 19th?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. I think, yeah, she's been there long enough. I think she's going to stick around.
Yeah, you think?
I think so.
Stick around for what? What's she going to stick around for? You know, to watch him go to prison?
Awkward holiday dinners.
I just want to stick around. I want to get more handbags.
I don't know. You think she's going to leave him?
Say that again?
Do you think she's going to leave him?
Oh, yeah. I think the moment, first of all, I don't know how the hell he's going to pay that $421 million check. That's number one, that bill that he has come in his way. And, I mean, the moment that happens, she's out. Dude, she's going to be the next bachelorette on ABC. Are you fucking kidding me? Because she's got bills.
He might run again. He was teasing that. He might run again. Maybe she wants to be the first lady again. I don't know.
Dude, she hates being the first lady. Have you not heard the fucking tapes? The leaked tapes?
She didn't even want to move to the White House when he won.
She, you know, I think she... oh my God, are you fucking kidding me? She fucking hates being the first... I have to decorate the fucking Christmas tree? Give me a fucking break. Then she was talking about... She's like, oh, they want to talk about the children in cages? Give me a break.
You don't want nothing to do with that.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I worry about Melania. You know, I really do. I mean, you know, I don't know. I really hope that she opens up like a strip club and she's the main act in it.
That would be the thing to do. Just call it Trump.
I would totally go and support her. I would have a banner that says, I really don't care, do you? As she's stripping.
Melania's den.
Yeah, Melania's den. But I'm going to have a giant banner sitting right in the front that says, I really don't care, do you?
Nice.
I mean, what the fuck? Rob, you're in New Jersey. Did you guys have record number of people go out from your... You know, from your county, I guess. I mean, New Jersey is blue. It's a blue state.
Yes.
And
not this county, though. This county is red. You got Trump flags on lawns and stuff. It's weird. This is like the one county in the state that's like all red.
Really? What county is that?
Yeah. Ocean County. There's people driving around with like Trump flags on their Jeep and all. It's like the deep south here. It's weird.
What's up with that though? Why is that county red? I mean, we have some red counties in California too, but why is your county red? Like, what's up with that?
No idea. I think it's where they all congregate. Like, we're all going to this town, this county.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. I have one person coming out and saying that they've seen me perform at a Flappers Comedy Club, which is a comedy club here. And they said that I'm so beautiful in person. That's very kind of you. And your voice is very sweet. That's so new. That's so nice. I'm thinking about putting out tapes with my voice for people suffering from delusions like Trump so he can fall asleep.
I thought they were talking about me.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. Did I hurt your feelings?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I know I got the voice of an angel.
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, I'm so relaxed right now. You should touch my shoulders. They're like butter.
Book on tape. We should do a book on tape together.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'm so down. Rob.
Totally.
Dude, your show that you do, Robin Slim, and I was on your show. What kind of, you brought me on and you kind of interviewed me and talked to me, but Do you get a lot of like Trump supporters coming on your show commenting about what you guys say and talk about?
No, we never get that. We never get that. I don't know why. I guess we're just not cool. We don't have fans. I guess
you don't have fans. You don't have Trumpers coming after you?
I had it on Twitter, but yeah, no, not really on the show. Not really on the show, especially when we're live.
I don't know. There's just something about me that the Trumpers just like to come out and talk about. They just love to come out. And you know what I love is that they always come out and try to, like, if you're a comic or if you're an artist and you're on the progressive side, they're just like, stick to comedy. You don't know what you're talking about. But then somebody like Kanye West, who's clearly fucking severely mentally ill, who goes to fucking White House and he's just like, this is the best president of the United States and the Republicans and conservatives. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes.
They love him.
Yeah. And so how is it that they never tell him to stick to music? How the fuck is that?
No, they love him. They love what he's doing. I don't know. That's the weirdest thing.
How is that? Why are only the progressive and liberal artists told to stick to their art, but not the conservative, like, or not the fucking loony bins like fucking Kanye West?
Yeah, no.
Dude.
That's it. The insanity, the insane people embrace him because he's just their leader.
Yeah. Charismatic Unio said they pick on women. I'm sorry, Mona. Dude, I'm not sorry. I fucking deal with hecklers all day long. You think that fucking hurt my feelings? I don't give a shit.
I heard that from female podcasters as well, where they say they get a lot more negative reviews and all that on iTunes and stuff like that, where like, yeah, no, guys don't really get that kind of thing.
That's very interesting you said that. You know, I think when you and I met, because I was doing another podcast and you were tuning in on it. And I had this guy who lived in Pennsylvania and he was fucking insane, man. He went after me hard and I went after him hard, right? We were just fucking going after each other. And I later discovered that that's what he does. He goes and finds people, women, especially if they're hosts of shows and stuff like that, and he trolls them. Like, that's his thing.
That's the alpha male.
Yeah, that's the alpha male, or as I like to call them, cunts.
But then you hurt their feelings, and then they're bitching about it for an hour on their show.
You're not an alpha male. You're a cunt. Like, let's be fucking clear about this shit.
You're just a cunt.
You're just a fucking cunt. You're a cunt that nobody wants to fuck.
Just a troll.
You're just a fucking troll. Nobody wants to fuck. You live in a goddamn basement of your mother, whose dead body is probably upstairs, still in the fucking rocking chair, tuned into fucking Maury Povich show. So just
voting for Biden.
I mean, for fuck's sake, man. Like, this guy was, and you know what I later discovered about him, Rob? That this guy has cancer. And I'm sorry to be so savage about this, but I was just like, this is the first time cancer got it right.
I wish I had a bell.
I'm sorry, man. Like, and then I discovered that there is another woman who also hosts the show, and he was trolling her for the longest time. And her husband had to step in and be like, yo, you need to come in and apologize to my wife because you've been fucking trolling my wife. Just because she's a woman.
Yeah.
And then he had to come back. But I don't have a husband, but I do have a smart mouth. So I took care of that.
Nice.
No,
I've seen that over the years. I've seen that certain women get attacked just like for no reason.
Listen, you know, but that's the kind of culture we live in, right? That's like the global. I mean, honestly, I really like to believe, as someone who comes from another culture and has, you know, been raised here and has lived here most of my life, I really kind of had faith for the longest time that women in America do get treated a lot better than, you know, women that they get treated in South Asia and Middle East, hands down. There's no denying about that. But then there's this group of men who claim themselves to be alpha males, or like we described them, cunts, who go out and who just say like the worst shit to be like edgy, to be like, no. My masculinity is threatened because as a woman has smarts and she can carry her own, and I don't like it. I don't like being edgy,
but some people just want to be shocking, and that's when it's just not funny and not cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'm being asked why my hair is so shiny. It's called washing. It's called washing your hair. It's called bathing, that's showering.
That's Mona's beauty tip for the day.
Just shower. Just shower and just scrub that shit down. Just scrub it down. He said, so maybe he's miserable, or maybe he said that for empathy. Remember, he was a troll. I don't think he was. He didn't tell me that he has cancer. I had to go and dig up that information and found out. He didn't say that he has cancer. I went and dug it up, and I was just like, cancer got it right. Cancer got it right this time. All this time, cancer will be getting wrong. Huh?
He won't be trolling for too much longer.
No, because you know who's trolling him? Cancer.
God.
Cancer. Cancer is fucking straight up trolling him. So, I don't know how long he's going to troll me, but Cancer is straight up fucking trolling him, tell you that much. Rob, I know it's Thanksgiving Eve, so I'm going to not try to keep you guys here for too long. But what do you got going on for Thanksgiving?
I'm just chilling. I'm just going to hang out with my family, my parents, and all. We're just going to have it at the house. What are you doing?
I am heading over I have a couple of friends that are going to be coming over, and then I'm making, my famous roasted chicken that they love so much.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not a big turkey fan, so I'm just going to make some chicken and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about turkey. I don't know.
It's funny because Trump was pardoning the turkey.
Oh, did he do that? Yeah. I didn't even see.
Yeah, he was pardoning the turkey, and I was like, oh my God, I bet in this entire time he's praying that the turkey was him so he can pardon himself.
That's what he's picturing in his head.
Yeah, he's just like, I wish I was the turkey. I wish.
He's that awesome wig on the turkey.
Right? I mean, I think, you know, how do you think he keeps his hair this blonde?
I saw, I think it was like a week ago, though. He's letting himself go. He's not even dying this side.
Yeah, because you know why his hair went gray? You know what happened?
Why's that?
He lost the fucking elections. That's what happened.
Yeah. His spray tan, his hair dye, he's not doing it anymore.
Can I tell you something? I like the depressed Trump a lot more than the other Trump.
Which Trump?
The Trump that has gray hair.
Oh.
It's not orange anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the Russian hookers peeing on his head to keep his hair blonde any further. You know what I'm saying? I like that guy.
The defeated Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, man. I'm glad that that's what you're doing. We're gonna wrap up. So, Rob, where can people find you? Where can they go and listen to your weekly show?
Oh, I just told everyone, just Google us. Just Google Robin Slim or The Robin Slim Show, and we're on everything. We're on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere like that. And on Twitter, we're at Robin Slim Show.
Robin Slim Show. This is great. Well, I had a really fun conversation. Somebody's coming here and saying, Bills, Chargers, who you picking? Should Eagles bench Wentz? And then said, will Steelers lose a game? Will Penn State win a game? I don't know why they're putting out all these, hi, little fungus, nice to see you. I don't know why I'm being put to get asked all these questions. Are you a big sport person? Because, goddammit, I am not.
No, not at all. Not at all. I have no answer for that.
I'm not. The only sport I like to watch is boxing. That's it.
That's cool. Yeah, I've watched Yankees in the past, but I haven't even watched that in the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, that's not my jam, man. That's not my jam at all. Charismatic Unio, thank you very much for tuning in. He said, thank you for tuning in, Rob. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And Rob, thank you very much for tuning in, man. I appreciate you.
No problem. I appreciate you, Mona. Definitely love to do it again sometime.
All right. Sounds good. Well, have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Mona.
Well, you know, that was Rob. Arnaudin of the Robin Slim Show. If you want to check out his weekly show, he does it every Wednesday. You guys, we're going to keep it short today because I am pretty burnt out because I've been on freaking Zoom calls since 10 o'clock this morning and my brain is legit fried. And it's Thanksgiving Eve, so I want to go and enjoy my time. You guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Even the folks who are Trump supporters, I appreciate you coming and expressing how you feel. And of course, the people who do like to watch me and listen to me, I appreciate you. If you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, please do. It would mean the world to me. You can go check it out at Mona Shake Comedian, which is my first and last name. And of course, the word comedian. And it's also scrolling in the bottom. Also, I do my rants every day, 5 days a week, you guys. I'm probably not going to do one tomorrow because it is Thanksgiving and I deserve a break too. But if you like my rants and like the stuff that I talk about and bring on the guests that I do, which you can go and check out my other rants because today is my 88th episode, you guys. Since the beginning of the pandemic, I've been going hard. You can also donate or Venmo at MonaS518, or you can PayPal me at info@minorityreports.com. Any kind of donations are absolutely appreciated. I appreciate you guys. Is Biden president? He absolutely is. And the transition of power has begun. You guys, thank you so very much for tuning in. I will see you guys soon. Have a good evening. Have a great Thanksgiving. Go get that turkey.